It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, with extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees, skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Tonight, we find Gracie and her friend Blanche Morton returning home from a Charles Boyer movie.
Thanks for driving me home, Blanche. I'm sorry our husbands didn't go with us.
Me too. A little of that Boyer might have rubbed off on them. Oh, that romantic Frenchman.
Yes. What a hunk of Lendley.
I'll say. I wonder what it'd be like to be married to Charles Boyer. I guess every woman in the country wonders that.
Mm-hmm. What a shame he isn't Tommy Mansell, so we could all find out.
What a man.
Of course, I wouldn't think of trading my George for Charles Boyer.
And I'd never think of trading my Harry for him either.
I'm much happier with George than I could ever be with Boyer.
And I'm happier with Harry.
Why, if you offered me Boyer, I'd say no.
Me too.
It's no use, Blanche. The same thing happened when we pretended rayons were as good as nylon.
Yeah, let's face it. Boyer is dynamite. The way he made love to that girl in the picture. Wow.
You know, Blanche, I don't believe Frenchmen eat snails. He just couldn't eat snails and work that fast.
Remember that dinner scene? How he kissed her hand and held her chair for her?
Oh, yes. Does your husband ever kiss your hand before dinner?
Are you kidding? With his appetite, I wouldn't dare put my hand to his mouth.
I don't know. Why can't our husbands be like Boyer?
Yeah. Why, even after he married the girl in the picture, he was so sweet and romantic.
Oh, yes. He was always telling her how lovely she looked. Does Harry ever tell you how you look, Blanche?
Yes, the rat.
Remember that scene where his wife had been gone for a few hours and Charles Boyer was pacing the floor waiting for her return?
Yes. She opened the door and said, "Darling, I'm back." And Boyer said, "Oh, my Cherie, each minute has seemed like a year." And then he swept her into his arms and smothered her with burning kisses.
Yeah, and that wonderful vein started throbbing in his temple.
Don't you wish George had a vein like that?
Oh, he's got the vein. What he needs is a refill.
Well, enough of this high-voltage dreaming, Gracie. I've got to get home to my 10-watt husband. I'll call you tomorrow. Maybe we can go shopping. Good night.
Good night, Blanche. Thanks again for driving me home. Now, maybe I've been unfair about George. Maybe he's pacing the floor right now, waiting for me. Maybe when I say, "Darling, I'm back," he'll say, "Each minute has seemed like a year." And then he'll grab me and smother me with burning kisses. "Darling, I'm back."
Oh, have you been gone?
George, I'm within easy reach of you.
Good. Scratch my back, will you?
Oh, George, just look at you sitting there in your undershirt and stocking feet.
What's wrong with that?
Charles Boyer would never let his wife see him in stocking feet.
What does he do, sleep with his shoes on?
Oh, what's the use? Why don't you go to the show now and then and learn to do things like men do in the movies?
I do.
Well, then see somebody besides Wallace Beery.
I like Wally. Darn good actor.
Aw, George, be a little attentive. At least greet me when I come home. You didn't even shake hands with me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it meant so much to you. Put her there. Shake.
Oh, George.
Check hands.
Be romantic like Charles Boyer.
Oh, I can't be like him. I'm strictly the Wally Berry type.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm sure your kisses can be just as burning as Boyer's. Kiss me, Charles.
Okay. Want another one?
No, thanks, Wally.
Well, it's past my bedtime. Let's turn in, Gracie.
Oh, it would be awfully romantic if someone carried someone upstairs tonight.
Don't be silly. I'm much too heavy for you.
Good morning, Meredith. You're up early today.
Well, I've been out visiting my friends, the birds, Gracie. Each morning we commune together.
Oh, that's sweet. Can I fix you a nice poached egg for breakfast?
Oh, no. Not after being out with the birds. I'd know that some feathered mother had thought of that egg as Sunny Boy.
You're too tender-hearted, Meredith. There are mama pigs, too, but I still wish the market would sell us a few slices of Junior.
No, I'll just have a bowl of grape nuts. I don't believe they have any folks.
All right. And while you're reading, I'll tell you the dream I had last night.
Okay, and then I'll tell you mine. I had the wildest, craziest dream you ever heard of. What was yours?
Well, I dreamed that George was Charles Boyer. What was yours?
Well, never mind. It seems kind of sensible now.
Oh, it was so wonderful. The George in my dream kissed my hand and made marvelous love to me and showered me with diamonds. But the more he did for me, the colder I became.
Why was that?
The real George had pulled all the blankets off me.
Quite a letdown.
Oh, yeah, it certainly was. Oh, I'd be so happy if that dream came true. But I don't suppose there's anything in the world that could turn George into Boyer.
Well, a good hypnotist could.
A hypnotist?
Yeah, one of those fellows who get you in their power and make you do whatever they say. I was hypnotized once by a chap who said he'd turn me into a trained seal.
Yeah, and did he?
I guess so. I woke up later with a mouthful of fish bones.
Say, that's an idea, Meredith. Do you know any hypnotists who would work on George?
No, but you might study the art yourself. I have an excellent book on the subject.
Oh, is it easy to learn?
Now, that all depends, Gracie. You can't hypnotize a person unless his mind is weaker than yours.
Oh, well, we're on the right track.
Well, the first thing to do is look into his eyes. Then you make passes at him.
If it turns George into boy, I'll let him make the passes. Bring me that book, Meredith. Now, the subject is in your power and will do as you command. Oh, this book is sensational.
Hi, Gracie. What goes on?
Oh, hello, Bill. I'm learning how to be a hypnotist. I'm going to hypnotize George.
Hypnotize George? Boy, that's something I could never do.
Oh, it's simple, Bill. First, you look right in his face.
Well, you see, I'm licked already. Besides, Gracie, why do you want to hypnotize a little man?
Well, I want to turn him into Charles Boyer.
Turn George into Boyer? Mm-hmm. Why don't you start with something easy, like turning Sinatra into Superman?
You're being pretty unfair.
No, I'm not, Gracie. Haven't you heard that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear?
Yeah, but George isn't a sow's ear.
Well, it's even tougher with a horse's neck.
Well, it's worth a try. Let me practice on you, Bill.
Me?
Yeah, let me turn Bill Goodwin into Charles Boyer.
What, and disappoint thousands of women? No, thanks.
Oh, you're so lucky, Bill. Thousands of girls are waiting for the man they love to come back from overseas.
How does that make me lucky?
Well, you can see the man you love every day and get a shave at the same time. Oh, George is in the kitchen and wants his breakfast. This is my chance to try out the hypnotism on him. Good morning, dear.
Good morning. Boy, am I hungry. How about a stack of wheat cakes?
George, look me right in the eye.
Huh?
Look into my eyes, George. Look deep into my eyes.
I've seen your eyes. I'd like to look at some wheat cakes.
George, must you think of your stomach all the time? Pay attention to me and just let it hang there.
Ha, 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 ha this anyway?
George, look at me. You are Charles Boyer.
Me? Don't be silly. I'm Ingrid Bergman. Get me something to eat.
Not until you concentrate. Now, look into my eyes again.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm looking.
Now, make your brain a blank.
Mine too, huh?
You're Charles Boyer, and you want love.
I'm George Burns, and I want wheat cakes.
No, you are not George Burns. You never heard of George Burns. George Burns isn't even in this room. Only Charles Boyer is here.
Okay, go fix Charlie some wheat cakes.
Oh. Wheat cakes. Say something sweet to me.
Maple syrup. Put it on the wheat cakes.
What's the use?
Well, Gracie, did you cast your spell on the little man?
Oh, no, Bill. He just wouldn't go into a trance.
Well, are you sure? With George, it's kind of hard to tell.
No, I'm afraid it didn't work, Bill. I guess I need some more practice. But who could I practice on?
Well, if you're in the mood for experimentation, Gracie, look out the window. See who's coming up the walk?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. A perfect subject. Oh, I can't wait to try it on. Excuse me, Bill.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Don't move. Just look into my eyes. Deep, deep into my eyes.
Yes.
You are Charles Boyer.
Oh, so many women make that mistake. I'm not, though. I'm the postman.
Well, I didn't mean it.
Oh, it's perfectly understandable. Mr. Boyer and I possess the same fire and dash, the same irresistible sex appeal. And his deep throbbing voice is so similar to my own.
Oh, no. You missed the point, Mr. Postman. I was trying to hypnotize you.
Oh, I see. Can you really hypnotize people?
Well, I think so.
Could you hypnotize my wife?
Oh, yes. I'd just put her into a deep sleep.
Are you sure she'd wake up again?
Oh, of course.
Oh, well, nothing is perfect.
Mr. Postman, you're just afraid of your wife. I could hypnotize you so you wouldn't be.
Oh, please do.
All right. Look into my eyes and concentrate.
I'm concentrating.
Now, picture a jungle. A lion is pacing up and down. A brave, fearless lion. That lion is you.
Gee.
You're the king of the beasts. The lord of the jungle.
Gosh.
You fear nothing and no one. No one dares cross you because you can destroy them with one snap of your mighty jaws. You're the fiercest, bravest, most powerful beast in the world. Now you're going home and throw your wife out of the house.
Right up to there, you nearly had me. Goodbye, Mr. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
And now Meredith Wilson's Chiffon Swing, The Banks of the Wabash. Hey, Meredith, that tune you're playing really goes way back, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Bill. On the Banks of the Wabash was first published in 1899.
Well, I wonder why it is that a tune like that becomes so popular and lives on and on.
Well, I have a little theory, Bill, that it isn't just the tune itself, but, well, it's a combination of a sweet tune and all the sentiment associated with the Wabash River. and pleasant, friendly state of Indiana and the wholehearted Hoosier people.
Oh, I see what you mean. A fine tune coupled with sentiment of a familiar and loved American scene has made On the Banks of the Wabash so popular. For we like to enjoy again and again the things we remember with pleasure. For instance, Maxwell House Coffee has been part of the American scene for a great many years. And more people have discovered its delicious flavor and remember it with pleasure. Until today, Maxwell House is America's number one brand of coffee. And it's no wonder, for Maxwell House is a skillful blend of these choice Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. And the result is a blend so flavorful, so satisfying, that more people just naturally buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. It's so good to the last drop.
Say, Meredith.
Yes, George?
All morning, Gracie's been waving her hands in my face and staring at me. What's she up to?
Well, I know what it is, George, but, gosh, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, come on, Meredith. Let me in on it.
No, I'm sorry, George, but I gave Gracie my promise. And when a fellow's been a Boy Scout, he doesn't break his promises.
But you might tell the secret to another Boy Scout, huh, Meredith?
Were you a Boy Scout, George?
Wish I had a nickel for every old lady who helped me across the street.
Well, that doesn't sound much like a Boy Scout. I'd better test you. How do you start a fire?
With a match.
Boy, you belong to a smart troop. We used to spend days rubbing two sticks together.
Well, now that you're sure of me, you can tell me the secret. You know, we Boy Scouts got to stick together.
Yeah, I guess we do. Well, here it is. Gracie's trying to hypnotize you into being Charles Boyer so she'll have a romantic husband.
So that's it. Another one of her harebrained schemes. Meredith, have you any idea what I take from Gracie?
No, I haven't, George, but it must be quite a tidy sum.
To teach her a lesson she'll never forget. I'll let her think she's hypnotized me. I'll be Boyer until she's sick of it. Not a word of this to Gracie, Meredith.
No, no. This is a secret between Boy Scouts. And I don't suppose Gracie was ever a Boy Scout.
No. They wouldn't let her in because she couldn't tie the knots. Yes. Well, here's where I get myself hypnotized. What are you reading, Gracie?
Oh, a book. I just finished the last chapter.
Good.
Look me in the eye, George.
Okay.
Come closer. Much closer.
All right.
That's it. You are getting sleepy. Your lids are very heavy. You're growing drowsy. You want to sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Gracie, snap out of it. Wake up.
Yo! I guess you got too close.
Yes, yes.
Back up a little.
Back up, back up.
Now concentrate. When you awaken, you will no longer be George Burns. You will be Charles Boyer. Charles Boyer. Now awaken. Speak to me.
Benjawa, mademoiselle.
Charles Boyer. He spoke to me in perfect French.
But of course, I am Charles Boyer.
You're sure you're not George Burns?
George Burns? Never heard of him.
Oh, this is wonderful.
And who are you, mon petite?
George Burns.
Ah, you are so beautiful, so divine. So say la guerre.
Why, Charles.
I am mad for you. Come, let me smother you with burning kisses.
Oh, if this gets around, hypnotism is going to replace gin rummy. Well, come on, kiss me.
Yes. I kiss the hand.
More.
I kiss the other hand.
More.
I kiss the first hand again.
Wouldn't you like a little change of scenery? Kiss me on the lips.
Oui, oui. There.
Kiss me again.
There.
That's funny. We got rid of George Burns, but we can't seem to shake off Wallace Beery.
Ah, mon petit, I am full of the toujours for you. I will do anything to make you happy.
Oh, would you buy me a new hat?
Only one. I will buy you 20. 100 hats.
Oh, and a fur coat, maybe mink?
12 fur coats, whatever you like. Mink, skunk, monk. Nothing is too good.
Oh, well, I'll need some money.
Then I will give you money. Will $5,000 be enough?
$5,000?
Too small, eh? So I will make it 10,000. Here, I'll write you a check. Your check, mademoiselle.
Oh, you're sweet. You're the most generous. Wait a minute. You signed it Charles Boyer.
But of course. That is my moniker. Or as you say in America, me name.
The check is no good unless it's signed by George Burns.
George Burns. Never heard of him.
But this check...
I love you. I kiss the hand.
This check...
I kiss the other hand.
Oh, stop.
What is wrong, mon petit? Oh.
Stop calling me that. I'm not a petit and I'm not young. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Would you like to go shopping with me?
Well...
Another woman. I make the love to her.
What's with your husband?
Well, I hypnotized him, Blanche. He thinks he's Charles Boyer.
And Boyer makes love to all the women. Come to my arms, moan, latest potoot.
Hey, cut it out.
Yeah, you let go of her this minute.
Not until I smother her with burning kisses.
That's enough. Enough. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, get out, Blanche. Go do your shopping.
Shopping my eye. I'm going to study hypnotism.
Why did you do that? Why did you make love to her?
Because I am Boyer. For Boyer not to make the love is like the baker not to make the bagel.
Oh, this is terrible. I've got to turn you back into George Burns.
George Burns? Never heard of him.
Oh, please, please, look into my eyes.
I am looking.
Now concentrate. When you awaken, you will no longer be Charles Boyer. You will be George Burns. George Burns. Now awaken. Speak to me.
Banjawa, mademoiselle.
Oh, this is awful. Please, George, wake up. Wake up. Come in.
Hi, Gracie. I'm sorry to bother you again, but Gracie, you're crying.
Oh, I can't help it, Bill. The most terrible thing has happened. I hypnotized George and turned him into Charles Boyer, and now...
Oh, you poor kid. Now he's turning back into George, huh?
No. He's not turning back into George. He's become a Frankenstein.
Well, he's turning back, all right. That's one of the steps between Boyer and George.
Oh, Bill, help me. I want my George back.
Well, Gracie, I'll test him and see if he really thinks he is Boyer. Monsieur Boyer.
Oui?
Do you know that Maxwell House coffee is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow? Coffee that's full-flavored best, good to the last drop?
Très bien.
He's Boyer, all right. He knows about the coffee, but he thinks I'm a guy named Ben. Well, Mr. Boyer, do you know that more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world?
Certainement.
Loves that coffee, but now he thinks I'm a guy named Mo.
Oh, Bill, I see you're not going to help me. I'll go in the den and talk to Meredith.
You look worried, Gracie. What's the matter?
Oh, Meredith, I turned George into Charles Boyer, and now I can't turn him back again. I'm frantic.
Gee, you wouldn't have to worry at all if you knew the secret George and I have.
Secret? What is it, Meredith?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a secret between fellow Boy Scouts. We Scouts have got to stick together.
Well, you and I ought to stick together, too, Meredith. We're fellow Gene Autry fans.
Well, I've switched to Roy Rogers.
Well, we're fellow Democrats. Well, Meredith, where were you born?
Iowa.
Oh, you see? There you are.
You mean?
Mm-hmm, I was born in California. Right in the same country.
My golly, I never thought of that. We're fellow Americans.
Well, sure, we were both born in America.
That's right. E pluribus unum.
San Francisco.
Okay, Gracie, I'll tell you the secret. George is only pretending to be hypnotized so he can teach you a lesson.
What?
I wouldn't have told that secret to anyone but an American.
Oh, so this has all been an act. Well, we'll see who teaches who a lesson. Hand me that telephone. Still love me, Charles?
I worship you. I adore you. I'm full of de toujours for mon sweet patou.
Oh, good. There's a delivery man coming up the walk now with something that'll make you very happy.
What is this you say?
You'll see.
Packages for you, lady.
Oh, thank you. Just put them there.
Okay, fellas. Drop them right here.
What's in our packages?
Oh, well, this one is a coat from Magnum's, and this one is dresses from Howard Greer, and this one is hats from John Fredericks, and this one is shoes from Saks.
Hey, wait a minute.
And they won't cost my darling Charles a penny. I charged them all to that fellow you never heard of, George Burns.
Gracie, you can't do this to me.
Oh, don't look now, dear, but your accent is slipping.
Oh, forget that Boyer stuff. I only pretended to be hypnotized. The whole thing was a gag. Say you'll send those things back. Gracie, speak to me.
Banjo, mon patoot.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Good night, everybody.
Stay tuned to this station because Dinah Shore's open house is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guest tonight is Groucho Marx.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello, six delicious locked in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of jello pudding's in the eating.
The Jell-O twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of Jell-O pudding or of Jell-O, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.